Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're getting cozy with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending September 19th, 2015. My friends, we live in exciting times. For the second consecutive week, we have a new champion single. Let's begin in fifth place, where Omi sinks three slots with his former champ, Cheerleader. Although he's on his way down the list, we have a consolation prize. Hold on for details.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She falls like a model.
Omi dips three slots to fifth place with his former champion single, Cheerleader. Last week, Billboard named it the Song of the Summer for 2015. It beat Wiz Khalifa's heavily favored runner-up, See You Again. Billboard tallied the song's cumulative chart performances from late May through Labor Day, September 7th, traditionally the end of the summer season here in the United States. Sliding a slot to fourth place, it's Silento, Watch Me.
Now watch me whip. Now watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me, nay-nay.
Why me do
it? Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me, nay-nay.
Can you do it?
Now watch me.
Ooh,
watch
yeah.
me. Watch me. Ooh, watch yeah. me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me.
Silento waves the flag for U.S. artists as he dips a notch to fourth place with Watch Me. The 17-year-old rapper hails from Atlanta, Georgia, making him the only United States native in this week's top five. Taking over third place is The Weeknd from Ontario, Canada, with The Hills. This song contains a little surprise at the end. Stay with me for more.
Young man on the road, he doing promo. You say keep our business on the low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone, cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential, find out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
The Weeknd dominates this week's top five as The Hills jumps a slot to third place. The song ends with a woman singing in Amharic, the language of The Weeknd's ancestral country, Ethiopia. His real name is Abel Tesfaye. His parents moved from Ethiopia to Canada in the 1980s. Speaking of The Weeknd, are you ready for more? After 1 week at the summit, Can't Feel My Face slips a slot to number two. The Weeknd co-wrote it with one of the most successful pop producers in history. Details are coming up.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh,
The Weeknd accounts for 40% of this week's top five songs, as Can't Feel My Face slips a slot to number two. The Weeknd co-wrote it with Max Martin, the Swedish pop powerhouse, who has penned 21 number one hits on the Hot 100 chart. He trails only Paul McCartney with 32 and John Lennon with 26. That's a pretty exclusive little club. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the main event. Not only does Justin Bieber score his first career Hot 100 title, he does it in record-setting fashion. I'll have details after What Do You Mean?
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you want to say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean?
Justin Bieber debuts atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart with What Do You Mean? It's his first career number one pop single here in the States. Furthermore, Justin is the youngest male solo artist to ever debut at number one. He turned 21 years old back in March. Congratulations, Justin Bieber. Now, can he extend his run? Well, we're going to find out in 7 days. Thank you so much for dropping by. I'm Ray McDonald, and you've been listening to the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.